Good morning to our radio listeners. My name is Terry Dutton. I'm with the Oakland Church of Christ. I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning. I'm going to be your host today on the Daily Morning Bible Program. This morning, I want to look at two different approaches to faith. The first person's approach to faith is trying to find solutions to all the problems. He has delved deeply into the difficult questions even relating to the Genesis account of creation. He's read volumes on the flood. He finds the story of Jonah particularly challenging, the man being in the belly of a fish. He relies heavily on archaeology and secular history for his confirmation of his solutions. He believes because he is satisfied with his own answers to the problems of faith. So let's look at the second person's approach to faith. His approach centers upon Jesus Christ. So he too has to consider evidences and maybe struggles with certain problems, but he's fully persuaded that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and has confessed that he believes that fact with all his heart. Believing in Jesus as the infallible Son of God, he does not question anything Jesus believed, anything Jesus said, or anything Jesus authorized to be said. He, too, wondered about Genesis' account of creation, but his questions ceased when he read the words of Jesus in Matthew 19:4-5. Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So if Jesus' stamp of approval was on the creation story, that was good enough for him. He didn't have the solution to all the problems, but he believed because Jesus believed it, and he believed in Jesus. Not like the person's first faith, he believes because he was satisfied with his own answers. Well, the latter believed because Jesus believed it. His faith in other Old Testament accounts was similarly established. He found Jesus' stamp of approval on the flood in Matthew 24:37-39. And in Matthew 12:40, the story of Jonah. And in fact, on all the Old Testament record in one sweeping statement recorded in Luke 24:44, then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Since the New Testament contains what Jesus said combined with what he authorized to be said, the second person's faith had no trouble believing the New Testament. His faith in the whole Bible simply rests upon his faith in Christ as the infallible Son of God. So this person too finds a study of the problems of faith intriguing, challenging, but his own personal faith is not dependent on finding solutions to all the problems. The first person's faith stands on that shaky ground because it's founded on human wisdom. So it's just some later archaeology discovery or other bit of evidence not now known prove his solution to be false. So the very foundation of his faith would then be gone. He would have to seek new solutions or just completely lose his faith entirely. But the second person's faith, you know, it may not appeal to the highly educated or highly sophisticated, but it's founded on the rock, on the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So is your faith, like the second person's approach to faith, not having solutions to all the problems, but believe because Jesus believed it, and you believe in Jesus? I'd like to invite you to come worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on Townsend Ford Road, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30, worship service at 10:20 and 5 p.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Thank you for joining me.